She was so hard to live with. She was impossible. If you were to spend the whole day making her favorite meal, strawberry shortcake, say, from the first of the berries, and I know because I did this. I tried to please her. You wait and you watch for the berries to be just right, real red and sweet, and I did. And I finally picked just enough for her to have strawberry shortcake, and I made biscuits, and Mr. Jensen whipped the cream, and we got it all good and ready and surprised her with it for supper one night after she'd been feeling poorly for a spell. We brought it into the bedroom on a tray, all dolled up with flowers and everything. And by God, she sat there, had the nerve to sit there in bed, leaning against the pillows that I got for her, in the sheets that I'd cleaned, and she looks it all over, inspecting. And she looks right at me, into my eyes, and says, "Them biscuits look dry, Idella. You've wasted them berries on the likes of them biscuits." Well, my God, I wanted to kill her. They were perfect biscuits, perfect. She couldn't stand that, see. She was jealous, jealous of my biscuits. You could not win in that house with that woman. No one could. So I took that shortcake away from her. I didn't say a word. I wasn't going to argue. I took up the tray, and I went out to the back step, looking out over the garden there, and I sat down, and I ate it. I ate every bit. I wasn't even hungry. I didn't enjoy it, really, even though the biscuit was perfect. But I'd be damned if I let her get a second chance at it. I would not give her the satisfaction of getting upset, though, of course, I was. Plenty. Nerve! After I tried so hard to be nice to her and give her what she wanted.